This is the UND 2-Minute Drill presented by Ray's Trash. I'm Bob Lovell. A national audience will get to witness a huge GLVC matchup between 7th-ranked Drury and 13-2 Indianapolis Saturday at Nickerson Hall. The Greyhound women will play host to a live CSTV broadcast as the Hounds and the Panthers battle at noon. UND is fresh off a split out west, stealing a win from SIU Edwardsville in the closing seconds Thursday before dropping Saturday's matinee at Quincy. Senior Deanna Thompson poured in a career-high 21 points against the Hawks in the loss. Senior DeAndre Brock piled up 42 points as the Greyhound men beat Quincy on Saturday. Brock hit 12 of 12 from the free throw line in the second half and knocked down 8 triples in the ball game. His point output's the most by a GLVC player this season. The Hounds welcome Rockhurst and Drury this weekend to Nickerson Hall. The 11th-ranked Greyhound wrestling team won a pair of duels against Division I schools at Indiana University Saturday. UND nabbed team wins against Gardner-Webb and Air Force and fell to the host Hoosiers in the nightcap. Matt Irwin and number 8-ranked Lynn Panko each completed 3-0 days, highlighted by Panko's pin in just 55 seconds against IU. Mike Horton picked up career win 100 as a Greyhound in the 157 match in exciting fashion with his 4-2 overtime victory against Air Force. The Greyhound track teams netted 5 first-place finishes at the Indiana Wesleyan Invite on Saturday. The UND jumpers were impressive, picking up wins in the men's pole vault and triple jump, while the 4x200 and 4x400 relay squads were both victorious. The teams will split 4 invites at IU and Findlay this weekend. And for more information on UND Athletics, check out the official website at athletics.und.edu. This has been the UND 2-Minute Drill presented by Ray's Trash.